Masechta Tamai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. It's continuing the theme from the last Mishnah. Hachecher Sadam and Avik Echavim, someone who rents a field from a non-Jew. This is a rental. He's paying a flat fee for the field. Maaser V'nesenloi, he has to take off Meiser before paying the rental. And this is more machmer than in the previous case. The rental did not have to take, when he was renting from a Jew, he did not have to take off Meiser. But when he's renting from a non-Jew, he takes off not only the Truma, but also the Meiser before he pays the landowner, even if it's produce grown in that field and the produce that they agreed upon. And this is because it's a penalty that Chazal made that they wanted that it should be very difficult for the people to be hired to work on the non-Jewish fields because it's going to cost these workers, they're going to have to pay take off Trumas and Meisers before paying up the rentals, and it will make it difficult for the non-Jews to find people to rent and work on their fields, and it will encourage the non-Jews to sell the fields to the Jews, and this way the land in Eretz Yisrael will turn over to Jewish ownership. Rabbi Yehuda says he's coming to extend this takana. Af ha-makabel stei avaisav, even a sharecropper. Till now it was only on the renters. Even a sharecropper who's working and dividing the crop and he's working on a field. Ha-makabel stei avaisav min avik echavim. He's working on a field that was in his family. His ancestors used to own this field and at some point in time it was taken over by non-Jews. And now he's working for those non-Jews on the field that used to belong to his family. Also, this field, Ma'aser V'nesenloi, he has to take off Trumas and Meisers before he pays the landowner, gives him the percentage of the produce that grew in the field. And this is, again, to encourage that he shouldn't work on the field, and rather he should purchase the field from the landowner. And this person specifically is encouraged because it was used to belong to his family, encouraged that the fields will be sold from the non-Jews to the Jews. Mishnah Gimel. Kayan v'Levi shekibu sedem Yisrael. A Kayan or a Levi that receive a field as a sharecropper from a Yisrael. Kishem shecholkem b'chulin ka cholkem b'truma. Just like they divide up the percentages, whatever they agreed upon, 50-50 or whatever however they're dividing the produce, just like they divide the chulin, the parts that are non-trumas and maestras, so too they also divide the trumas and maestras, and the 50%, let's say, that's supposed to go to the landowner, he also gets the truma of that portion, and he can give it to the trumas and maestras to the kain or levy of his choice. It does not have to go to this kain or levy that was working on the field. Rebbe Eliezer says, Af ha-maeser shalahem, not only the truma goes to the kain who's working on the field, but even the maeser, which generally is given to a Levi, if a Kayan is the sharecropper on the field, he takes even all the Meisers on this field, from 100% of the field, even on the portion of produce that is going to the landowner. Shamanaskin Bo, because on this condition, they accepted the job in the field, on the condition that they would have the rights to all the Trumas and Meisers on this field, and therefore they have the right to take all that Trumas and Meisers for themselves.